Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with senior livestock market economist Jim Robb of the LMIC. Back with Jim in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th in Norman.
We're officially into the third quarter of 2019. Jim Robb, a senior economist with the Livestock Market Information Center, and he indicates that all in all, when you start looking at the slaughter cattle market, wholesale box beef trade, we're looking good.
You know, in contrast to last year, we're still stronger. We're above a year ago, year over year on the fed cattle prices. Production was down 1.3% and slaughter was down 0.5%. So we have a little bit of a decline here in the supply side, although it's been running higher so far this year. And the box beef cutout is holding together quite well. We're fully $9 a hundredweight above a year ago, $9.63 on the choice cutout, which is up 4.6%. So the market is kind of moving sideways on the fed cattle side and being rather supported on a year-over-year basis by the wholesale beef market.
And that beef cutout value, although declining a little bit thus far this week, still above 1 year ago. Jim Robb says that is significant.
The cutout is really the key here. Being up $9 a hundredweight year over year on the choice cutout is really a key underpinning of the marketplace. And then also, we're more current in feed yards. That is, you know, cattle have been marketed aggressively. We have weights below a year ago, and the other factor we look at when we talk about currentness in the feedlots is the grading percent, and we're getting a much smaller percent of cattle grading choice. When we put the puzzle together, it says we're very current in feed yards, so we don't have to move a lot of animals this year, maybe even a few less than we had to move last year. So feedlots are in a good position if they need to wait for prices a little bit. That's never a good strategy in over several weeks, but 1 week to the next, it can work out. It seems to be that we're doing a little bit of that, and we're able to do that a little bit more than we could last year. The headwind here compared to last year is that there's quite a bit more pork in the marketplace. So that's something we're kind of keeping an eye on, those pork developments both domestically and those export markets. That's kind of the negative difference year over year.
Despite the pork problem, we're hanging in there really well on this cattle market. Wholesale box beef trade above a year ago, and carcass weights are under that of a year ago. Jim Robb says it all adds up.
You know, that does bode well for the market being able to maybe slightly outperform the futures, for example. And that's kind of what we've been able to do in recent weeks. And we may be able to do that for several more weeks here this summer, especially if this demand profile stays as robust as it has been for some of the beef items. From hamburger to steaks seem to have moved quite well over the shortened weekend and into the 4th of July sales period.
And finally, in the short term, Jim Robb says we've got the potential to hang in there with steady to stronger cash cattle prices this week, probably next week as well.
Well, it would be rather unusual for us to gain a little bit in the fed cattle market at this time of year, but it certainly is a possibility given where we're set up in terms of the weights of cattle, the wholesale beef market, and probably the need for packers to get cattle for their needs as we look to the coming weeks, and depending on how they've marketed beef ahead. So I wouldn't be surprised if we can hold the market steady, which again would be good news this time of year, or maybe even be able to add a little bit to the fed cattle market, depending on how the movement is perceived over the past week and the 4th of July sales period.
Senior economist for the Livestock Market Information Center out of Denver, Colorado, Jim Robb. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show, July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to CattleU.net.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.